I need to return my H-1B approval notice.
Alexander Safronov has just renewed his visa. It's his third visa since he started working at the University of Missouri.
So I'm going to have you documented. You're dropping it off.
Mm-hmm.
So 3-7.
Safronov says he remembers the day he got his first visa acceptance letter. He was in his apartment in Moscow.
Well, I definitely felt overwhelmed with emotions because I didn't think that it would happen. Well, I didn't feel like I'm the best person, you know, to do that, but I wanted to try.
That was more than 5 years ago. Since then, Safronov has worked as a researcher with MU's Institute for Nano and Molecular Medicine. He researches how nanotechnology materials can improve medical care. According to Daryl West from the Brookings Institute, H-1B visas are a vital innovation tool.
It's designed to help those who have advanced degrees or specialized knowledge come to the United States so they can help companies that need that kind of expertise.
The U.S. has a cap on the number of H-1B visas it grants each year. This year, it's 65,000. That's one-third the number granted a decade ago.
So we actually should have a higher cap. We should admit more students and more employees with those high-tech skills because that's the part of the economy that's growing.
Safronov says about half of his more than 30 colleagues are not permanent U.S. residents.
We have a lot of people from Russia, people from India, from China, from other countries too.
Along with the rest of the public sector, MU doesn't have to abide by the national cap. This puts the U.S. number of H-1B visa recipients in 2011 at more than 300,000. But MU's share of that is getting smaller. The reason? Cost. David Curry is the director of MU's International Center. On any given day, international students and scholars drop in to manage business.
It would be however long.
The H-1 status is a much greater commitment on the university to sponsor and invest in a new employee.
In total, each H-1B visa costs the university more than $2,000. That's why the number of H-1B visas has decreased every year for the past 5 years. West says it'll be difficult to fill these specialized jobs with Americans. He says not enough Americans are going into the science and tech fields.
Science, technology, engineering, and math. Those traditional fields are increasingly being studied by people from outside the United States, and American students are choosing other types of fields.
We anticipate that we have to hire foreign people with visas at that time.
Kishab Gangopadhyay owns a nanotechnology business in Colombia. At his company's current size, 9 of his 10 employees are Americans, MU grads. For him, it's an issue of quantity over quality.
In highly specialized, sensitive areas, it may not be always possible to find highly qualified people easily.
Curry says that for MU, H-1B scholars are a necessity.
What is the outcome that you ultimately want? Well, you want the best research, because that best research may end up being discovering a cure. So the priority is always hiring the best talent. Then you have to deal with the secondary issues. You know, do we have the funds to go through the H-1 process?
Last year was the first time Safronov returned to Moscow since his visa was approved. He says a lot has changed since then.
From my room, I could really see a lot of the sky. And now it's not like that anymore. I only can see huge buildings.
That's it. I'll initial it. Pass it on.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks. Have a nice day.
Last month, Safronov extended his visa for 3 more years.
Now, when I have so much stuff going on, I mean, from science point of view, I just don't want to leave it. I want to go ahead and just do this research more and more.
Safronov doesn't know if he'll ever go back to that apartment in Moscow. But for now, he's happy to stay and continue his work. Sarah Radel, KBIA News.